Welcome back, everyone, to Business Blueprint. I'm your host, Alan, and today we're tackling a topic that, honestly, sends shivers down the spines of many business owners: audits. But don't worry, we're not here to scare you. We're here to empower you. We're going to talk about how to keep your books not just okay, but squeaky clean and audit ready. And to guide us through this, I'm thrilled to introduce our guest, Elsie, a seasoned financial expert with years of experience helping businesses large and small navigate the choppy waters of accounting. Elsie, thanks so much for joining us.
Alan, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, you hit the nail on the head. Audit is often a four-letter word in the business world, but it really doesn't have to be. My mission is to show people that good financial hygiene isn't just about compliance. It's about peace of mind and better business decisions.
Peace of mind. I love that. Because I think for so many, it feels like this looming threat, right? Like you're constantly worried that you've missed something. So let's just dive right in. From your perspective, what does clean books actually mean beyond just, you know, not having coffee stains on your ledger?
That's a great question, Alan. Clean books means your financial records are accurate, complete, and verifiable. Every transaction recorded has supporting documentation, a receipt, an invoice, a contract. Your accounts are reconciled regularly, meaning your bank statements match your ledger, and the information is presented clearly, logically, and consistently, following generally accepted accounting principles. It's about a clear, transparent picture of your financial health at any given moment.
So it's not just about adding things up correctly, but also about the why and the how behind each number. I can see how that immediately makes things less stressful. So why is this so crucial, Elsie? Beyond the obvious avoiding penalties aspect, what are the tangible benefits for a business owner?
Absolutely. Penalties are a big motivator, sure, but the benefits go far deeper. First, clean books give you a real-time, accurate pulse on your business. You can make informed decisions about investments, staffing, pricing, and expansion because you know exactly where you stand financially. Secondly, it drastically simplifies tax season. No more scrambling at the last minute trying to piece everything together. Third, if you ever need financing, investors or banks will scrutinize your books. Clean, organized records signal professionalism and reliability, making you a much more attractive prospect. And honestly, it reduces stress. Knowing your finances are in order just frees up mental space.
That's huge. The stress reduction alone would be worth it for many. So let's get into the practical side. For a small business owner who might be juggling a million things, where do they even start? What's the foundational step to begin cleaning up their financial act?
The absolute foundation, Alan, is consistent and timely reconciliation. You need to reconcile your bank accounts, credit card accounts, and any other financial accounts with your internal ledger or accounting software at least once a month, ideally more frequently. I'm talking weekly or even daily for high-volume businesses. This catches discrepancies immediately, rather than letting them snowball into a massive headache months down the line. It's like checking your oil in your car. You don't wait until the engine seizes.
That makes so much sense. Catching things early before they become monsters. So, once you're reconciling regularly, what's the next big piece of the puzzle?
The next critical piece is meticulous record keeping and proper categorization. Every single expense, every piece of income needs to be categorized correctly and backed by documentation. Don't just toss receipts in a shoebox. Whether you use digital tools like Expensify or a simple filing system, ensure you can quickly retrieve the supporting document for every transaction. Miscategorized expenses can lead to disallowed deductions during an audit, and missing receipts are a major red flag.
Ugh, the shoebox. I've been guilty of that in the past, I'm not gonna lie. It's tempting, isn't it, when you're busy? But then you pay for it later. So on categorization, are there common mistakes you see businesses making?
Absolutely. One of the biggest is mixing personal and business finances, especially for sole proprietors. Please, please, please get separate bank accounts and credit cards for your business. It makes categorization so much cleaner. Another common mistake is broad categorization, like lumping everything into miscellaneous expenses. That's a huge no-no. Be specific. If it's office supplies, label it office supplies. If it's marketing, specify digital advertising or print media. The more granular you are, the clearer your financial picture and the easier it is to defend during an audit.
That's such a fundamental point, separating personal and business. It just simplifies everything down the line. What about technology? Is accounting software a must-have, or can you still get by with spreadsheets?
For most businesses today, accounting software is virtually a must-have, Alan. While spreadsheets can work for extremely simple, low-volume operations, they're prone to human error, lack automation, and don't provide the robust reporting capabilities you need. Software like QuickBooks, Xero, or FreshBooks automates reconciliation, helps with categorization, generates reports at the click of a button, and integrates with other business tools. It's an investment that pays for itself in time saved and accuracy gain. It also creates that audit trail automatically, which is invaluable.
Oh, yeah, I can see how that would be a game changer, especially for generating those reports quickly when you need to make a decision or, heaven forbid, prepare for an audit. Speaking of audits, let's pivot to that. What does it truly mean to be audit ready? Is it just having clean books, or is there an extra layer of preparation?
Being audit ready takes clean books a step further. It means not only are your records accurate and complete, but they are also organized and easily accessible. Imagine an auditor walking in tomorrow and asking for all your utility bills from Q2 last year, or all receipts for travel expenses in October. You should be able to pull those up quickly without a frantic search. It also means you understand your own financials. You should be able to articulate why certain decisions were made, how revenue is recognized, and how expenses are treated. It's about confidence and transparency.
So it's not just the data, but the story behind the data and being able to tell that story clearly. That's a great distinction. Are there specific documents or types of records that auditors always seem to zero in on, that businesses should pay extra attention to?
Absolutely. Auditors love to focus on anything that impacts tax deductions. So things like travel expenses, entertainment, meals, and vehicle mileage are prime targets. Make sure you have not just the receipt, but also a brief explanation of the business purpose for these. Payroll records are also heavily scrutinized. Ensure all employee classifications are correct, taxes are properly withheld and remitted, and benefits are accounted for. Independent contractor agreements versus employee records are another big one. And of course, all bank and credit card statements reconciled against your general ledger are foundational.
That's a fantastic list. It really gives our listeners actionable areas to focus on. What about consistency, Elsie? Is it better to have a slightly less perfect but consistent system rather than trying to perfect everything at once and then getting overwhelmed?
Consistency absolutely trumps sporadic perfection. A consistent, even if initially basic, system that you stick to daily or weekly will yield far better results than trying to do everything perfectly once a year. The key is to build good habits. Schedule dedicated time each week for bookkeeping. Even 30 minutes to an hour can make a huge difference in staying on top of things. It's like exercise. Small, regular efforts are more effective than one massive, exhausting push.
That's such a relatable analogy, small, consistent efforts. I think that resonates with a lot of people. Now, for businesses that might already be feeling overwhelmed, maybe their books are a bit of a mess right now, what's your advice for them? Where do they even begin to untangle that knot?
Okay, if you're in that situation, first, don't panic. It's fixable. Second, don't try to fix everything all at once. Start small. Pick a recent period, say the last month, and meticulously go through all transactions, categorizing them and finding documentation. Once you've mastered that, work your way backward. Or alternatively, find a professional bookkeeper or accountant. They specialize in untangling these knots. It might feel like an expense initially, but the peace of mind and the accuracy they bring are invaluable, and it frees you up to focus on running your actual business.
That's great advice. Sometimes you just need to bring in the pros. What about the mindset, Elsie? How do you shift from viewing bookkeeping as a chore to seeing it as a valuable part of your business strategy?
It's all about reframing, Alan. Instead of thinking I have to do my books, think I get to understand my business better. Your financial records are the story of your business. What's working, what's not, where you're making money, where you're losing it. It's data that empowers you. When you view it as a tool for strategic growth rather than just a compliance requirement, your whole perspective changes. And honestly, when you know your books are clean and audit ready, you just feel more confident as a business owner. That confidence radiates.
I can totally see that. It's like having a clear dashboard for your business. What's one final overarching piece of advice you'd give to our listeners who want to ensure their books are always clean and ready for anything?
My biggest piece of advice, Alan, is to embrace a proactive mindset. Don't wait for a problem to arise or an audit notice to land in your inbox. Implement these practices now. Make bookkeeping a routine, an integral part of your business operations, not an afterthought. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Whether it's online resources, courses, or hiring a professional, there are plenty of avenues to ensure your financial house is in order. It's an investment in the longevity and success of your business.
Proactive mindset. That's a perfect encapsulation of everything we've talked about today. Elsie, this has been incredibly insightful and, frankly, reassuring. You've really broken down a complex and often intimidating topic into actionable steps. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us.
My pleasure, Alan. I truly hope it helps some business owners out there feel more confident and less stressed about their finances.
I have no doubt it will. And to our listeners, remember, clean books aren't just about avoiding trouble. They're about building a stronger, more informed business. Take Elsie's advice, start small, be consistent, and gain that peace of mind. That's all for this episode of Business Blueprint. Until next time, keep building and stay audit ready.